where in the Bible will I find that we are called through the gospel? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. That we are called by God is taught in the Bible clearly, Acts 2:39. And it is through the gospel of Christ that we are called, 2 Thessalonians 2:14. No person is called by some faint voice or in some mysterious way, but all are called in the same way by the same gospel. For the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16. God has left us His word on what we must do to be saved. That is His part in our salvation. Our part is believing His word and obeying it. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, Jesus said, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Another passage claims, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. The first quote is from Matthew 7:21, the latter from Hebrews 5:9. God has said that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. We find what those who called on the name of the Lord were told to do in order to be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16. These people did not earn or merit salvation, but because of their faith and obedience to the gospel of Christ, their faith led them to obey the commandments of the Lord, John 14:15. When we are baptized scripturally, we are depending on Christ. First, baptism must be an act of faith. One cannot be baptized unless he believes that Christ is the Son of God, John 8:24, Acts 8:37, and that he is the Savior of mankind. Second, in the act of baptism, we are not depending on our own wisdom, for what wisdom of man would lead us to be baptized? Third, we are not depending on our own merit, for what merit is there in the act of baptism? But we are relying, rather, on the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sins in baptism. For we are buried with him by baptism into his death, Romans 6, 2-5. Fourth, we are not depending on our own word, but upon his word, Acts 2:38, Mark 16:16. Fifth, in the act of baptism, Saul of Tarsus, who later became the Apostle Paul, was calling upon, depending upon Christ, Acts 22:16. Sixth, baptism is an appeal to God through Christ's resurrection, 1 Peter 3:21. Do not be led astray by the false doctrine of faith only, or by any other man-made doctrine. Salvation of the soul is only through belief and obedience to the gospel of Christ.